building.
Vivian Beer is building sexy furniture. In a warehouse in Manchester, she cuts and welds a giant sheet of steel into a bench. Later, Beer will cover the steel structure with a bright shade of Ottobody paint. Her bench is part of a series of benches, which are all oddly suggestive of women's high heel shoes.
I want people to see them and see them as very sexy objects.
Seduction is a recurring theme in Beer's artistic work.
And I think in a way that is definitely how my work participates in design, in contemporary design, is that come hither feeling that I'm trying to build into everything.
So how does she make an inanimate object, a piece of furniture no less, look sexy?
When you encounter a curve in a piece of furniture, you tend to want to touch it. And you can watch somebody. They always do.
Beer goes even further, creating compound curves, which she explains curve in more than one direction.
So more of a voluptuous curve rather than a curve in just a single direction. So having something that's got that compound curve, we can't help it. Which is, so that makes it kind of easy. And then, you know, throw some candy paint on there and boom, you've got it.
We're attracted to curves, Beer says, because they're anthropomorphic. Beer's work turns inanimate objects, furniture, into something somewhat human.
So the forms are very much fashion, shoes, clothing. They have waistlines. They kind of have booties.
Curves aren't just sexy, Beer says, pointing to a picture of a steel lounge chair inspired by the shape of ruffles. They're valuable structurally.
They're actually what gives it its strength, too. So this one has a little give. It's kind of a cushion feel when you sit down on it. But having this kind of whiplash bend in the front is what makes the steel strong enough to hold somebody up.
Beer doesn't work only in steel. She recently finished a 600-pound cement bench, which was purchased by a private collector, then donated to a school. She's making it work as a full-time artist. She says the hardest part is reconciling her creativity with the need to be an entrepreneur.
So for me, a continual challenge is to find a way to be a good businesswoman and still be a good artist and not let one of those cut the knees out.
For the most part, Beer sells her work to private collectors through galleries in Maine, Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania. She also sells to museums and towns and cities, where her work is put in public places. The pieces sell for anywhere from $2,400 to $28,000. And the prices include three things. The cost of materials is one. The time she spent working is another. And the third is this mystery element. It's the value of her artistic vision and execution. How do you put a price on that?
It's mostly instinct, actually. You know, what kind of price range am I comfortable with?
The crazy thing about selling art is how subjective the pricing process seems. Beer points out pictures of two different sculptures. To me, they look equal in aesthetic and technical achievement. But one, she says, she priced higher because she liked how it turned out.
There'll be one a year that I'm like, yeah. Like, it came out even better than I thought it would.
Of course, Beer prices her work collaboratively with the galleries that represent her, so she has some input from them, too. Louis Wexler owns one such gallery in Philadelphia. He calls selling artwork an unholy alliance between commerce and art. But he says there are practical ways to price things, like the sexy furniture Beer builds, which is really more outdoor sculpture than furniture.
So, for example, we had a group of work in here and we sold everything. And then for the next body of work, we bumped the prices up slightly. And we sell, 90% of it. So then we bump it up a little bit less. And that's kind of how you do it. You're looking at, nurturing that career.
Wexler says eventually artists simply price work based on their previous work and increase the value as their resume and notoriety grows. Back at her workshop, Beer picks up her welding helmet, painted baby blue. Then she powers up an industrial welder. Beer says the physical labor can be exhausting, and that's not all.
Garnering the sort of attention that you need in order to establish yourself is extremely hard work, but it's also really fun.
And it's worth it, she says, because she really, truly loves her job. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.